Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Fortuna Police ran a DUI patrol Saturday night looking to keep impaired drivers off the streets. Of the 19 vehicles stopped, 3 citations were issued, 1 driver arrested, and 1 vehicle was towed from the location. Yesterday afternoon, a Fortuna woman called police about a burglary at her 1,000 block home on Loney Drive. The victim said someone had entered her home and stole several items, including a DVD player, television, and a recliner. While speaking with the woman, the officer noticed the burglar had left behind a beverage within the apartment. When the officer left, he noticed packaging from the very same alcoholic beverage in a neighboring apartment's dumpster. That led officers to contact the neighbor, 40-year-old John Patrick Yarkus, who agreed to allow the officers into his apartment. At once, officers noticed the allegedly stolen recliner. A longer search turned up 35 other stolen items. Yorkus has been taken into custody for burglary and possession of stolen property charges. Wind advisory remains in effect from 8 a.m. this morning to midnight tonight. National Weather Service says speeds will reach 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour over coastal ridges and headlands. A few gusts as high as 55 miles per hour can be expected this afternoon and evening, especially near Crescent City and over the higher terrain. Winds this strong can make driving difficult, especially for those high-profile vehicles. So use extra caution. And just a reminder that those once secure, loose objects may be tossed around by the wind. And it's talk of airlines this morning. Reporter Dan Squire has the details.
The Headwaters Fund Board will hold another meeting to discuss a revenue guarantee for American Eagle Airlines, who may open up nonstop flights to Los Angeles. The board held its first meeting last Monday, and Public Works Director Tom Mattson is confident that the county and the airline can work out a deal that satisfies both parties. The Headwaters Board will meet at 10 o'clock at 520 East Street in Eureka on Monday. And although the details of any deal are not available as of yet, contract provisions will be discussed at the meeting. Representatives from American Eagle will be present to answer questions, and the airline is aiming for a renewal of service by this summer.
Thanks, Dan. Yesterday morning, a 911 call from the parking lot of the Baseo Apartments in Fortuna reported a caller who said she had secured herself within her vehicle when a suspect was banging on the vehicle window with a large knife. While officers were on the way, the knife-wielding suspect disabled all 4 of the vehicle's tires. Officers arrived, and that's when 28-year-old Donette Renee Carpenter reportedly ran for her apartment. Officers chased after her, and they forced down the door. Nobody was reported hurt, and Carpenter was taken to jail. It was a situation that certainly could have gone worse. Carpenter is facing a list of charges including assault and battery, criminal threats, and probation violation. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For the Our Community segment, this month we've been looking at the marijuana issue. Today we're discussing the role of local officials tasked with crafting pot ordinances to help provide some regulations for medical marijuana in city limits. It's a difficult situation as they attempt to regulate a product that is illegal at the federal level and tolerated at the state level. A conversation we had with Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg provides some clarity to the issue.
We need to be able to have a handle on this. I mean, it's completely out of control. You've got the federal government telling you that you cannot make an ordinance, you cannot permit things, but at this, you know, saying if you do, we're threatening you with prosecution. At the same time, they pull away all your funding to fight it.
Currently, Eureka and Chico have received warning letters from the federal government advising the city against passing a marijuana ordinance. Stay tuned to this station next Monday when we continue this discussion. An Amber Alert was issued Friday morning in the Glenn County community of Willows, reporting that a 2-year-old as well as a 5-year-old child had been abducted. Both girls were found safe Friday afternoon in Mendocino County, and police arrested 30-year-old Dale Tuttle Jr. in connection with the abduction. Tuttle is the ex-boyfriend of the mother of the 2 girls. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.